The explosive new film, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, exposes secrets behind the government's takedown of General Michael Flynn.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
He told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire. They had to get rid of Flynn.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.
Thanks for listening to the Town Hall Review with Hugh Hewitt podcast, bringing to you the best voices on the stories and issues that matter. Helping make it all possible is the generous partnership with the Pepperdine Graduate School of Public Policy. Here's another piece I'll trust you enjoy.
I've waited on this story out of Stanford for a couple of days because I wanted to cool off a little bit. I wanted to check myself and make sure I don't say something that's going to get me in a lot of trouble. We talk about tribalism and our side versus their side, but let me be really blunt here. After watching the video of what happened at Stanford Law School, you saw what happened, right? They invited the Federalist Society had invited a judge, the Fifth Circuit judge, Fifth U.S. Circuit Court of Appeals judge Kyle Duncan, to address Stanford law students. And as soon as he showed up, they shouted him down. They berated him. They yelled at him. They hassled him. They harassed him. They censored him. Then some woman stands up, the diversion, equity, and inclusion dean, who knew there was an associate dean for that, the diversion, equity, and inclusion dean lectured him after first promising in writing that the law school would not censor the judge or his student hosts. When I talk about tribalism, I'm going to say this, and if you're a lefty, if you're a Democrat, you're a so-called progressive, you give me a call and tell me I'm wrong. Your side reeks. How's that for tribalism? If you're for censoring a judge because you don't like his ideology or his conservatism, you're rotten to the core. You're un-American. You're an entitled brat. And you're going to be a failure in life. Here's a little bit of what this debacle sounded like and looked like if you're watching us today on the Salem News Channel as well as listening to us on your favorite radio station. Check this out.
You've invited me to speak here, and I've been heckled nonstop. And I'm just asking for the minister to sign
up. That's it.
Your racism is showing.
Wait,
respect black women.
For many people here, your work has caused harm. Has caused harm.
I mean, is it worth the pain that this causes and the division that this causes? You have something so incredible, important to say about Twitter and guns and COVID that is worth this impact on the division of these people. I look out and I say, I'm glad this is going on here.
So the associate dean was glad that went on. That a bunch of college students, law students, behaved like animals. In fact, that doesn't even give animals enough credit. Animals don't treat people like that. It's called censorship. It's called fascism. It's called shutting down speech that you don't like. Which is, of course, the epitome of the entitlement mindset that many punks that age suffer from. These entitled rich brats who don't like the fact that there's a conservative federal judge in their midst. So the only way to deal with him is to shriek at him, your racism is showing, your racism is showing, respect black women. That was like hearing about Bethany Mandel. I heard her interviewed on Hugh's show this morning. The conservative author has co-written a book with Carol Markowitz called Stolen Youth. about the indoctrination of kids in schools. They had a book signing at a restaurant, and some blue-haired punks, these women, started shrieking at Bethany, who had an infant with her, had her baby with her. She's got six kids. Drenched her with drinks that they threw on her, threw books at her. Thank God a friend of hers had taken the baby away from her at the in the moment. And both Carol Markowitz and Bethany Mandel, that's how they were treated in a Manhattan restaurant. Huh. Small wonder why I moved out of New York City, huh? I mean, what the left represents, not everybody on the left, and I admit that. But until fellow Democrats stand up and condemn this behavior, you're just as guilty. You're complicit. And I'll say it. These people that despise America, they hate law and order, they loathe the police and law enforcement, they are un-American, they're degenerates, and it makes me sick to my stomach to know that mommy and daddy is spending hundreds of thousands of dollars to send those punks to Stanford to get an education and get a law degree. Because don't worry, they'll turn into some activist lawyer who probably will think twice before they offer a lot of pro bono work, because they're going to want their two Mercedes and the country club membership in about 20 years. Disgusting. They're disgusting, filthy people. Stanford, as you probably heard, belatedly apologized to Judge Duncan only after this hit the fan and it was all over the internet and everything and went viral. But, and thank goodness for the Ethics and Public Policy Center's Ed Whalen and a blogger. They're the ones who you know, sent all these videos out. It just shows you, and honestly, are you a Democrat? You okay with this? Are you, because these are Democrats, there's no other way to identify them. Yeah, they're far left. Sure, they're radicals, but they're Democrats. And we've got big decisions to make in 2024 about what political party should represent us. If you're a Democrat, go ahead and explain that. In fact, I challenge you to defend it. A judge is invited into a classroom, and your response is to act like a sixth grader and shriek at him and shut him down and chase him off the stage? These are I'm sorry to say it, these are bad people. These are bad faith actors who hate this country, hate any idea of civility or decency, and they are pathetically entitled where they think that that was a good thing. And that woman, that diversity, equity, and inclusion dean, she ought to be called on the carpet for looking out and gazing among her subjects and saying, I like what's going on here. I like this. If you're one of those punks' parents, do you think they like it? Or are rich mommy and daddy just like the punk kids in that Stanford classroom? Listen, if you need any reason to leave the Democrat Party, this would be it. This would be it. I was reading an essay today from a woman, I think it was in the New York Post. The reason, after decades of being a Democrat, she's left the party. And it's for this very reason. It's the absolute censorship of voices that people don't like. I wanted to save, you know, keep my powder dry on this, because I'm so angry about it and I get so disgusted at looking what these dirty Democrats are capable of doing. And they are dirty. They are un-American. They're despicable. No other way to describe it.
Thanks for listening to the Town Hall Review. Our program is coming today in partnership with the Pepperdine Graduate School of Public Policy. It's America's most unique graduate leadership programs offered on Pepperdine's breathtaking campus in Malibu, California. Learn more at publicpolicy.pepperdine.edu. If you're enjoying the podcast, please tell a friend to go to Town Hall Review and sign up as well today.
Three-star general Michael J. Flynn, head of the Pentagon Intelligence Agency, knew all the government's dirty secrets.
He was one of the most respected generals in the military.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to. He understood its funding.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
The explosive new documentary, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, and covers the facts behind this scandal.
Flynn told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire.
I find out the worst enemy that I'm going to face in my life is right here in America. They took my assessment and they wanted me to change it. And I was like, I'm not changing it.
They had to get rid of Flynn.
With in-depth interviews, archival footage, and never-before-seen personal records of the man behind the headlines.
I just felt like I was drowning.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.